And speaking of climate, before we get to that, Tim Revel has been celebrating the seasons in this week's Mythconception.
As we begin to emerge from winter in the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere slides towards autumn, it's high time to debunk a common seasonal mythconception, which is that because the Earth is tilted, when the Northern Hemisphere leans towards the sun, it's a little bit closer to our heat source, and so the Northern Hemisphere experiences summer. The myth sounds good, intuitive even, but it's totally wrong. The Earth's orbit around the Sun is not a circle. It's actually a squashed circle known as an ellipse. This means that at certain times of the year, our planet is quite a bit closer to the Sun than at others. In January, for example, the Earth is 5 million kilometres closer to the Sun than in July. Now, this does cause some slight temperature differences, but it doesn't produce the seasons. In fact, the Northern Hemisphere experiences summer when the Earth is farthest from the Sun. So what about the tilt? Well, Earth's tilt is about 23.5 degrees from the vertical. In July, this means that the Northern Hemisphere points towards the Sun, and the Southern Hemisphere points away. 6 months later, when Earth has travelled to the other side of the Sun, the roles are reversed, with the Northern Hemisphere tilting away and the Southern Hemisphere tilting towards the Sun. The seasonal tilt makes a part of the Earth only a teeny, weeny bit closer to the Sun compared to the tens of millions of kilometres we are away from it. So it's not the change in distance that causes the seasons. It's the angle. During summer, sunlight consistently hits that patch of the Earth at a more direct angle, and for longer, which all adds up to more heat arriving and warmer weather. Meanwhile, the Southern Hemisphere points away, getting sunlight at a less direct angle over a shorter day, and so it experiences winter. Interestingly, over very long periods of time, Earth's tilt actually changes, moving between 21.4 degrees and 24.4 degrees. This means we're actually wobbling back and forth as we move through space, but this wobble is so slow that it takes 41,000 years to complete. This is far too gradual to affect the seasons in the short term, but over long timescales, we think it plays a role in the formation of ice ages. Currently, we're slowly wobbling towards the upright position. This means that very, very gradually, the seasons will become a little less extreme. We're also not the only planet that has seasons. Uranus lies almost completely on its side, tilting at an angle of 97 degrees, and so experiences extreme seasons. Whereas Venus hardly has any tilt at all, so experiences very little in the way of seasonal differences. Why on Earth the Earth actually tilts at all, we're not quite sure. It's thought that probably early on in its history, the planet was hit by something sufficiently large to knock us slightly off kilter. It's not a bad theory. Earth certainly took a lot of hits early on. In fact, one of the collisions was so large that a leftover lump became the moon. Seasons really are nothing to do with our distance away from the sun. What really matters is the angle at which the sunlight hits us. If you're heading to the beach to top up your tan, you better hope that your part of the planet is tilting towards the sun for an awesome angular hit of sunbeams.
And of course, don't forget your sun cream. Meanwhile, if there's some suspicious sounding science you've come across you'd like us to debunk, drop us a line at chris@nakedscientist.com and we'll take a look for you.